In this video, you're going to see the four levels of human being, starting with the very bottom one, back on track, staying on track, inspired, and inspiring. And what we're going to do is introduce you to the process that gets you back on track and keeps you on track. Both of these processes are a bit longhand. They require the back on track process, the discard form. And if you're on track, you can do a micro version of each. If you're off track, you need to do a macro version. What's recommended is that you follow the process. If you haven't got a smile on the dial, you know you're off track and you need to get back on track. If you've got a smile on your dial, then just keep the maintenance going, and that doesn't take more than a few minutes every day. And the ultimate aim is to form a platform on which you can be inspired. Now, being inspired is a very different process than getting back on track or staying on track. Being inspired is the next level. Being inspired requires that you don't have a lot of mind noise, and so that you become inspiring, you get used to being inspired. And inspired means the inner voice speaks louder than the outer voices, which means the outer voices are your emotions, your feelings, your beliefs, your background, and the beliefs, emotions, thoughts, feelings, and opinions of others. The inner voice speaks louder than the outer, and that's when life really starts to change pace. This is Chris. You have a great day. Enjoy. In the process of doing back on track and getting yourself ready for the higher levels of being in life, we daily do the stay on track process, or we daily do the seven levels of back on track. The emotional shower, evolve your bastard, cellular, environment, priorities, VIP manifestation. And it's wise to kind of like keep a diary of whether you did those things with enthusiasm or a little bit light on in commitment. I keep like a dossier, and every day I score each of the ones just to give it a bit of a tick. And rather than just say I did it, I try to represent how well I did it and sort of score myself backwards. I find that really beneficial in the long term, because each week I can add up my scores and see whether I'm really throwing my full weight into staying on track. And what we're going to talk about now is the process of staying, the emotional shower and the evolve your bastard process, so that you get that piece of this jigsaw puzzle nailed and really clear. So one of the things that I find on a daily basis being inspired or being on track is that each day I have to take off in the aeroplane and land when I'm finished. And that means at the start of the day, I do, or at the end of the day, I do the emotional shower process. The emotional shower really helps me land my aeroplane at the end of the day. It takes me at least an hour to get going in the morning, to get up into an inspired state, to do the back on track, to stay on track and do all those exercise programs. And then at the end of the day, I check in with myself, so I land the aeroplane and I don't need any other form of coming down to earth and bring me back into the real world. And this is how it works. I write down everything that I've done in the day that I'm really thankful for. As I've written down here, as you can see, it's in FAST. I've already preloaded this for you. And I write down, like, I've done 6 coaching sessions. I've made a film. Then I go down to things that didn't go quite to plan or that I'm not quite happy with, and the negatives of the day. And this is typically how most people finish their day. They finish out of balance and go home and bring that out of balance home. And that's just not fair. Not fair on yourself and not fair on your spouse, because your aeroplane is still flying. So what I do then is I try to see the balance in the things that I think went well. Just look for the other side of things. And with things that I didn't, that I'm not thankful for, things that I think didn't go well, I try to find maybe one or two positives in it. And so I get thankful for the things that went wrong, that were negative. Now, that's a pretty important process. Sometimes I can't find the benefit in something that went wrong. So sometimes I find myself struggling to find the balance in something that I'm thankful for, and sometimes I can't find the gratitude in something that went wrong. And then I have to go to the second form, which is the discard form. Evolve your bastard, I call it. And the way I fill this out is really powerful. You follow the process of finding the initials. You find, you step yourself through and say the positive thing, what's the drawback of it? You step it through and you take yourself through a short process of trying to find the drawback to you of that being positive in that person, or the drawback to you, drawback to others in that quality that you have to them. You write the initials of the people who think you're doing the opposite. You write the initials of people who are doing the opposite. And in the last column on the positive side, you look for what would be the benefit if the opposite thing happened. And that's really quite cool. On the negative side, you write the initials of where you've done it so that you don't elevate yourself or put yourself down by owning the fact that you've witnessed something that isn't quite to your liking, and you put those initials down. Then you ask yourself, what is the benefit of that person doing that? You know, felt rejected. What's the benefit of being rejected? And I find the benefit in it. Now, this is called evolving. This is how you evolve to be a bigger version of yourself on a daily basis. You only need to do one a day, so it's not really like rocket science. And you go through the process, and the last column is saying, if that person who did something bad to you, if that bad thing happened, if the opposite happened, what would be the drawback? In other words, what's the good in something bad happening? There's another sheet on the form which talks about infatuation and grief. And this is really, really powerful. In other words, if we're infatuated with somebody, like they're super friendly and we wish we could be friendly like them, we find out what's the downside and where we already had it. And if we're in grief, something's lost, someone loses a job or something like that, we can go through the process and work out exactly how that's helped us. Now, I'm not expecting you to understand how to do these forms on your own. It's just giving you an outline of what they're all about. And I recommend during your coaching session that you use your time with me to do a couple of discard forms, do a couple of lines so that you become a guru, an expert at A, getting back on track, B, doing the maintenance to stay on track so that you can actually step into the space of being inspired and ultimately into the space of inspiring others. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye for now.